We're on the telephone with Mark Lawson, area agronomist with Syngenta. And today we're going to visit with Mark about NK soybeans, genetics and performance. Mark, tell us about the NK soybean program and what's new there.
Well, there's a lot of things new this year. You know, this past year was one of those years that most of the farmers that I talk to, or even in my own experience, is one that's been kind of unlike anything we've seen and don't really want to see it again in a lot of areas. Lots of wet, cold weather, and in some places, a few places were drier than normal, but mostly we just lacked heat units, and it sort of inhibited the crop from reaching its genetic potential. So it was kind of a tough year. Coming out of that, however, we've come along looking at the problems we saw with disease and just general yield challenges. We're introducing 17 new soybean varieties. We're going after what I would call defensive characteristics to go along with the yield punch that we already know we have, and looking for high tolerance, the soybean cyst nematode and sclerotinia white mold, and the ever-present and expanding sudden death syndrome that seems to haunt a lot of our fields. And these new varieties are spread out from 1.7 maturity on the early side all the way to almost 8 at 7.9 maturity, which would work all the way down into Texas, of course. Eight of those varieties we think are really well adjusted for our general growing area, including a new Roundup Ready 2. And we're also looking at aphid resistance and a lot of interesting things. So it's kind of an exciting year.
Specifically, any numbers there that you'd like to highlight?
Well, for most of the area, if they're starting in the late group twos into early group threes, we really like our S29W7 that's coming in with lots of height to it, good defensive characteristics along with brown stem rot tolerance. We have a 31L7, which we have supplies of available, which is a Roundup Ready 2. We waited to introduce our Roundup Ready 2 beans until we could come up with product that had really good defensive characteristics, and this one does. Cyst and sudden death tolerance. It's very widely adapted to about any soil type and carries good Phytophthora root rot tolerance along with the 1C gene. 36J4 is a 3.6 maturity variety, again with these same defensive characteristics for cyst and sudden death that I mentioned before. And then for the fellows that are really concerned about frog eye and really don't want to spray, we've got a 38-8H, which is cyst nematode bean, so it has good strong cyst protection, but it's also got a lot of tolerance to frog eye, which particularly across the southern part of Indiana, southern Illinois, over into Missouri, and even into southern Iowa now, we're starting to see frog eye show up. So, those are probably the top ones that I would mention for just about the entire listing area.
Mark, do you have any spring planting tips for growers, things they can do to get that crop off to a good start this year?
Oh boy, now I have to look into my crystal ball. That's well, of course, the one thing that I would particularly point out to farmers is that, you know, we're using a lot more treated beans with the Syngenta Cruiser Max treatment on soybeans, which has proven to be very successful and beneficial, protecting yield and helping getting those plants off to a good start with rapid canopy. But all of these seed treatments decrease the flowability of seed through the planting system and through the meters. And using a talc or graphite, whatever your planter manufacturer recommends, is really crucial to getting good seed spacing, which contributes to good stand establishment. The other things I would do, I would watch my calendar and my soil temperatures. Sometimes getting it in early, if you think maybe the weather's going to turn off a little rough, might not be the best idea, though we always encourage early planting. But actually getting a good stand establishment and getting the crop off to a good start and good early growth, it may be more important than being the first one in the county to get something planted, because those early starts are what makes for high yields in the fall.
Mark, where can farmers find out more about these NK soybean products?
Well, if you happen to see somebody running up and down the road with a Garst NK or Golden Harvest sign on their pickup truck, I'm sure they'd be glad to help you. But you can also go to the Syngenta website, and that will link you up to our seed brands, and you can kind of go from there. You can always, call, the 1-800 numbers, 1-800-GO-GARST or 1-800-NK, and those numbers will also get you there. But probably the easiest way is just go to the website, type in Syngenta and Syngenta.com. It'll link you to all of our crop protection products and all of our seed brands.
Appreciate the report, Mark. Mark Lawson, area agronomist with Syngenta. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.